This is a production of Netcast Studio, online media for today's society. The new media broadcasting network dedicated to providing you content as it relates to your life. Whether it's technology, sports, educational, cultural, hobbies, or history, Netcast Studio has it all at netcaststudio.com.
Tech of Sports, episode 33 for November 7th, 2012. Fitness enthusiast and model Candy Bren. This week on the Tech of Sports, Candy Bren. Netcast Studio mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. And don't forget Stitcher Radio and the Stitcher Radio app for all iOS devices. Get Stitcher for free with all your favorite Netcast Studio shows preloaded. Stitcher, it's an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone and tablet. Stitcher, it's smart radio for your smartphone. And the Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. And you can join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific at netcaststudio.com/live, where you can join the chat room and listen and watch the show live. We got a great show tonight, folks, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to kind of go in a little different direction tonight. We're not going to talk about what we usually talk about, football, basketball, golf, other things in the world of team sports and sports that we watch on television. We're going to try to get healthy tonight and talk fitness and a healthy lifestyle with a self-described health and fitness fanatic, Candy Bren. She also happens to have a new cooking website. There's Candy. We happen to have a new cooking website. We'll talk about that and more. And you know, maybe you recognize Candy. You've maybe seen her on bodybuilding.com. She's an NPC fitness competitor. She's been featured in Coed Magazine and Univision. She represents VPX Redline Energy Drink. She's modeled for Juju Swimwear, Boca Raton Bridal, Capriston Swimwear, Rock Angel, Asuka, Entice Swimwear, Black Cat Bikini, and Christian Aporta. And with holiday fast approaching and the end of the year, it's important to eat healthy. And Candy, I hope, can help us with that because I need help and a lot of other people do too. And Candy, it's great to have you. Great to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Well, good. That's what you say now. We'll see how you feel in about 30 minutes.
I know. Hey, no. It'll be fun.
You'll do great. We're happy to have you. And we'll kind of talk about you here for a little bit and maybe your background. And, you know, you preach the healthy and lifestyle, and you participate in fitness competitions, and you're a workout warrior. And where does all that come from? Where did your fanaticism for health and fitness come from?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know, honestly. I've just always been a pretty active person, but, you know, it's been within the past about 2 years, I would say, that I've really gone full-fledged into it. I met my trainer that I train with currently, Dennis Shepherd, and ever since meeting him, I just dug deeper and deeper into it, and now I'm just fully buried into fitness. I love it, and you know, I preach it almost every day to all my fans and family and friends. And it's just something that's a part of me now.
Yeah, it becomes part of your daily routine, like, you know, getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth. You don't feel probably like you've had a normal day unless you've had a workout or have thought about something healthy or done something, you know, to improve yourself. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every day I try and eat as clean as possible and get all my meals in, and I work out almost every day. I try and take a day or two off, but I don't like it, but I know I should. I haven't worked out yet today. I'm going to after this, so I'm like itching to get in there and do my workouts.
So if we see you all of a sudden just leave in the middle of the show, you're going to your workout.
Yeah, you'll know where I went. I'm at the gym.
Okay, we'll take note of that. Talk about the fitness competitor in you and how you got into that. And because of that, has your training routine kind of changed a little bit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got into it because my trainer, Dennis, actually specializes in training people for bodybuilding and fitness competitions. And he saw how hard I was training with him at the gym. So he suggested that, why don't you just give it a shot and do the NPC circuit? So I said, hey, why not? I'm up for a challenge. And we did it. And I did really well. And it's very hard to train. It takes a lot of dedication, and consistency is definitely key when it comes to it. You have to train hard and you have to diet hard, and it's difficult because your whole life basically revolves around it. But it's something that once you start, you either love it or you hate it, and I ended up loving it.
Yeah, kind of explain kind of the category you're in, because when people think of bodybuilding, you know, they think of those girls with, you know, muscles on top of muscles, and they look like they could be bouncers at the nightclub down the street. You're in a little different category than that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I have so much respect for those ladies, though. But there's different categories, and they have the bodybuilding for the men. Then they also have physique for men, which is kind of like more of a male model look, less muscle. And then they have figure for women, which is the more muscular women. But my body's not exactly capable of producing that much muscle. And so I go the least muscle route and took the bikini
category. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. No, I didn't realize they had different categories like that until we started talking before. You also represent an energy drink and protein supplements, VPX, Redline Energy, and talk about that. And there's a sample right there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, energy drinks have kind of gotten a bad rap in the last few months. What can you tell us about Redline that is there makes it different from the other ones, and why do you swear by that?
Oh, my gosh. I love working for VPX Redline because all of our products are absolutely amazing. They're university tested, the full products themselves. And this one in particular, Redline Extreme, I take it before my workouts and it gives me energy and focus, and it just improves my strength and everything when I'm working out. And it's zero calories, zero sugar, zero carbs, which it's hard to find in a lot of energy drinks. They want to load it up with sugars and artificial everything. And most of our stuff is natural, and that's why I love it.
You use it kind of while you're exercising, or is it kind of used as a recovery type drink?
Well, we have different ones, actually. This one is for before and during, but we also have supplements that you can take after your workout, which helps build and recover your muscles as well. We have a lot of different stuff. If you go to vpxsports.com or your local vitamin shop or GNC, you can find our supplements there. And we have protein, we have energy shakes, we have bars, anything you can basically think of for your training needs, we have.
Yep, protein has really come in vogue in the last few years. And with athletes in all different sports, where it used to be more for bodybuilders and for people that are really trying to accumulate mass, what do you get out of using protein? And you know, why does that help you put on that muscle you need for competition? Or what do you look at when it comes to that?
For sure, I always try and get at least what I do is do a gram of protein per how much I weigh. So at least every day I want to try and get like about 110 grams of protein in, which some people might say is high, but I try and keep as much muscle as possible on my body. People look at me and they don't think, oh, they think she's like the skinny little girl, but that's what I use the protein for. It gives me the energy and it helps keep my muscle mass. And I actually have our protein rush right here. This has 40 grams of protein in it per shake. So it's a great way for me to get in a bunch of protein in just one shake. So love it.
And it tastes good too?
Oh, of course. It's chocolate, my favorite.
Yeah, I ate some chocolate earlier today, but it wasn't a protein shake, so we'll just leave it at that.
Chocolate's not that bad. Dark chocolate, in moderation, you can have.
Okay. I'll tell my wife that. Talk about something else you do in addition to the competitions. You also are a model and do bikini modeling and a bunch of other things. How's that been going, and where do you think that's heading now?
Modeling's going well. I wish I had more time to actually put into the whole modeling career, but I do work a full-time job at a law firm, so that kind of takes away from a lot of my time. 8 hours a day on my desk job. I think that's another reason why I like working out so much, is because I'm stuck sitting at a desk all the time, and then I just want to go and use all my energy when I go work out. But modeling-wise, it's been great. I've got to work with a lot of different brands, and I've been really blessed in that aspect. So I just hope that, I get further in my modeling career. I'm trying to go more towards fitness and swimwear modeling now, and I think it's going quite well.
We think so, too, and it's such a tough business, and I mean, modeling is kind of like a competition, too, isn't it? You're battling with other girls for spots and for shoots, and do you look at it, are you a competitive person by nature? Do you kind of look at it as a competition, or you just kind of more keep it fun?
Well, when it comes to modeling, I'm not as competitive, but when it comes to the actual NPC bikini competitions and bodybuilding, I'm super competitive with that. But modeling, I find more enjoyable and fun, and I do it with a lot of my girlfriends, so I'm not really that competitive when it comes to doing the whole modeling thing. I really enjoy being in front of the camera and taking pictures and, showing off whatever brand I'm modeling for. So, yeah.
Did you participate in other sports when you were younger growing up? Is that kind of where you got your competitive edge from?
When I was in high school, I was on the varsity swim team. I did gymnastics when I was younger, much younger. So those were basically the things that I did. Swimming took up most of my time.
Swimming's very competitive, and see how that's kind of carried over now to you, that you're in your, I don't know if I can give your age away, early 20s. Is that what I should say?
I'm 23.
Oh, you're not afraid to say it. You're not afraid to say it.
No, I don't care.
Okay, great. When it comes to you're really an advocate for healthy living and for healthy cooking, clean cooking. Do you get your friends and family asking for advice from you, or do they kind of make fun of you because you're kind of paranoid about that?
Oh my gosh, I get all ends of the spectrum. Seriously, I have my friends and my family asking all the time, oh, what is that you're eating? Or sometimes they'll even be like, oh, that smells funny. When I'm at work, my coworkers are always trying to convince me to like eat a piece of cake with them or something like that. But I always try and tell people, my side of it and how much better you feel when you're eating clean foods, and you just feel a million times better versus eating that piece of cake or that candy or whatever. You see it and you feel it, and people are always asking me for advice on nutrition, and I'm happy to give it. And that's kind of why I started my blog, is because people kept asking me what I was eating and what I was putting in my food, and I just figured I'd give them what they were asking for, and they could just go to one website and get it all the information that they needed. So
yeah, we'll talk.
I try and be as helpful as possible.
Sure, we'll talk about your website in a minute. Were you kind of had the philosophy that healthy food doesn't taste good? Or have you ever eaten anything because you heard it was healthy but it didn't taste good? Or are you only into healthy food that also, is satisfying to your taste buds?
Yeah, the latter. I wouldn't eat something if it didn't taste good, personally. I don't care how good it is. There's this apple cider vinegar that my trainer really wanted me to take because it cleanses your system. And he wanted me to take straight shots of this vinegar. And I did it, and I seriously wanted to throw up after doing that. And I was like, I'm sorry. I don't care how good it is for me, but I'm going to have to mix this with something. I cannot take this by itself. It is disgusting. I mean, I've heard it's good in shakes and everything, but I've yet to try it. I've been traumatized.
you live and learn, and even something good for you, even candy has her limits. Is that what the moral of the story is?
Yes, that is so true. If I'm going to eat something, I'm going to enjoy it.
Absolutely. I feel the same way, but the stuff I'm eating is probably not as healthy as what you're eating. So we'll just take a break here for a minute, Candy. We'll do a quick spot for Amazon.com. And just want to let all the listeners know out there that Amazon has an affiliate link that they've given to our studio, and we can use netcaststudio.com/Amazon for any of your shopping, especially with Black Friday coming up, the holidays coming up. The studio gets a little referral fee for using that. It doesn't cost anything extra to use it for the viewers that want to use it. netcaststudio.com/Amazon. And Amazon sells some health and fitness products now. They sell, some fruit bars and protein bars. They have fitness books and magazines available on Amazon. So if you're inspired by Candy and want to get out there and start eating healthy the rest of the year as we head into the holidays, netcaststudio.com/Amazon. And it's a great thing to use, and it helps support the studio here and all the great shows we have. Appreciate you hanging on with us, Candy. And if some viewers want to follow you on social media and you have a website upcoming, we'll talk about your cooking site here in a second. What is the best way for them? Because you give a little tidbits, healthy tidbits on their advice. Where can they follow? What's the best way to follow you?
I would say the best way, the one that I update the most, would be my Twitter account. And they can just go on Twitter, and my name is Candy Bren. Pretty simple. Yeah, and I'm always posting. I'm huge on like the motivational quotes and everything, so I'm constantly updating my little quotes and putting fitness tips on. So if you're into that, which I hope you are if you're listening, then I definitely suggest following me. And I love talking to everybody too. I'm not like, oh, I'm not going to reply to you or something like that. I'll talk to almost everybody. Most of the time I'll see them online and then I'll just, you know, retweet it. But there's a lot of the times where I'm just, you know, thinking if it's relative to whatever's going on during the day and in my own life. Sorry, my dog is like over here. If it's relative to what's going on during the day in my life, then I'll post it and hopefully it'll help somebody else.
Appreciate those. Sometimes when I check Twitter in the morning, I'll see you made an early post on there for a motivational quote, and I try to make that my theme for the day. I don't know if it works, but it's at least works for a few minutes after I read it. So appreciate you doing that.
Sure, no problem.
Let's talk about your cooking website, and it's kind of interesting because you go onto cooking websites and they post a boring recipe, and then they say, here's what it's good for, and then that's it. Where on your website, and it's www.candiescleancooking.blogspot.com, you actually not only give the recipes and instructions, but you put some great-looking pictures on there so we can actually see what we're going to be making or what we're going to be eating. And your pictures are so good. It makes the food look so appetizing. You want to make those recipes right after reading them. And you had one, I know you updated it since you had the cinnamon chocolate protein pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Are those cinnamon chocolate protein pancakes as good as they sound?
Oh, man, yes, they are. I wouldn't post it if it wasn't delicious because I don't want to steer you all wrong, you know. I try my best whenever I make something that I think is going to taste good, I'll take pictures of it before I eat it. And if it does taste good, then I'll share it with people because I want people to know that you don't have to eat boring, bland foods in order to be eating healthy. There are definitely different spices and different flavorings and different ingredients that you can put into your meals and your recipes that can spice it up a little bit or sweeten it up, whatever your taste is. And you know, you can eat healthy and yummy food too.
And your website's called Candy's Clean Cooking, and I've heard that term clean cooking a lot recently on the Food Network and on the Chew. What does clean cooking mean to you? What's kind of the definition of that?
Well, to me, it's using like whole foods, like chicken and turkey. I use a lot of turkey because I personally love turkey, and I use a lot of protein because I'm always trying to get as much protein in my diet as possible. So I try and keep things clean and not using things that have like artificial products or anything, buying things organic if you can. That's what I consider clean.
Yeah, it's and once you start eating that type of food, does your system kind of become accustomed to it and it's hard to go back to, you know, regular generic type food? Have you noticed that?
Yes, I actually have. You definitely become very used to it. I find myself, it's weird because you'll find yourself craving different things. Like I went out last Sunday, actually, to a Brazilian, all-you-can-eat buffet, Brazilian steakhouse.
And yeah, I love that place.
Oh my gosh, it was delicious. But afterwards, I was not having it. My body was just like, oh, what are you doing to me, Candy? And the next day, I mean, I got right back on my diet of eating clean and everything. But the next day, I was craving like my chicken and broccoli and my asparagus and carrots. And that's just what my body wants because it's so used to having it.
But I've heard people that are strict dieters say, and experts say that every once in a while, they want you to shock your system kind of with something different. Is that...
Yeah.
Have you heard that? Is that something you kind of maybe once a month, you kind of maybe go out of character? Is that good, do you think?
I think so, personally. Everybody has their opinions, but for me, I think it's good in order to, you know, give your system a little change because you're constantly eating the same things. It's nice to just, like you said, shock it. And I think that helps me personally. And you gotta indulge every once in a while. Life's too short.
Yeah, have that piece of cake, but don't eat the whole cake. Is that what you're
exactly.
kind of saying?
Exactly. Yes. Okay. I think it's okay in moderation.
Sure. Going back to your workouts, you said that it's kind of difficult to eat the same food. You don't want to eat the same food every day. Is it also difficult kind of to work out the same way every day? And I talk to a lot of athletes, and they say what keeps the exercise, you know, gets monotonous, what kind of mixes it up for them is they cross train and do other things as well. Are you, do you cross train in anything else? And, you know, do you kind of mix up your workout routine? Do you have certain things you do each day of the week and then you're on to something else the next day? How do you mix it up?
Well, I try and mix up as much as possible because, for a while I was sticking to a specific, you know, training program. I was just in the gym, working out, doing the weights, and your body gets accustomed to it, so you got to switch things up. And I've started to incorporate tons of different things, actually. Sometimes I'll go and do a fitness DVD at home, or I'll go outside and I'll go for a run. I love, because I live right near the beach, I'll go running on the beach, which is a great workout for your legs. I'll go swimming, I'll do a yoga class, spinning class, anything that to just switch it up a little bit. You know, if you're always doing the same thing, your body's just gonna plateau, and you don't want to do that. You want to always be trying to be the best person that you can be, and you know, trying to improve yourself.
What about the length of the workouts? Do you kind of alter that as well? You'll go hard one day and then maybe you'll cut 15, 20 minutes off the next day? Or do you stick to a certain time that you work out when you go to the gym or when you do something?
Normally my workouts last for about an hour and a half. I'll do about a half an hour of cardio and then usually an hour of weight training. But it all depends on, you know, the amount of people at the gym, what I can get in, how crazy or busy it is there. But normally it's around the same time.
Since this show is called The Tech of Sports, we'll maybe try to see how see your geeky side here a little tonight. Is there anything that you use technology wise while you're working out or even while you're cooking to help you with that. I mean, I talk to a lot of people that use, you know, the Nike Fitbit, or, you know, they use some sort of technology while they're working out in addition to the weights or whatever they're working out on. What do you, there it is, an iPod, iPhone?
My iPhone. This is what I use. I've actually been thinking about getting a heart rate monitor just to, you know, be able to monitor my heart rate and everything a little bit better. But I use my iPhone just to listen to music while I'm working out. And I have an app that, if you haven't heard of it already, it's called MyFitnessPal. Yep. And I'm not sponsored by them or anything, but I really like it because you can log your workouts, you can track all your food that you eat. So I use that every day to basically keep track of my nutrients and my calorie intake and all of that. So it's been very helpful. And when I'm cooking, I always use a scale so that I can measure everything. I want to know exactly how much I'm putting in of each ingredient to my recipes for myself, and then so I can let, you know, everybody else know too.
So if, like, you're entertaining or have people over, are you cooking one meal for yourself that's ultra healthy and then something else for the other people, or do people know when they come over to your place they're going to be eating spinach, broccoli, and chicken with no skin on it?
I've done both, actually. It depends what the people want, because I don't mind cooking. I'm not going to cook, like, disgustingly fattening foods for people because I don't want them to eat that. But if they want something in particular, I'll try and make it, you know, a healthy version of it. Like the other day, my friends wanted some tacos, so I made like these turkey tacos for them, but it was with lean ground turkey and, you know, lettuce and tomatoes and everything. And we did like a nice little healthy twist on some tacos. So they definitely enjoyed it.
So if I saw something when you had people over, you wouldn't be sitting in one corner eating the broccoli and two guys sitting in the other corner eating a meat lover's pizza.
Probably not. I would make them a healthy pizza.
Oh, well, let me ask you that. Is it possible to make a healthy pumpkin cheesecake?
Yes, it is, because I've seen recipes. So
I think you should do that for your next blog post so I can see how that's done.
Well, I actually just added today, this morning, it's a peanut butter pumpkin pudding cake type thing. It serves one person. It's like under 150 calories. It tastes phenomenal. Like, it doesn't taste like you're eating something healthy at all. So I definitely suggest trying that.
We'll take a look at that. Your cooking website again, www.candiescleancooking, all one word, .blogspot.com. And it's worth checking out. You update it fairly regularly.
I try. I do my best.
I may have to prompt you to update it more. But,
sure, give me suggestions.
Sure. You do a good job with that. And once again, let the listeners know how they can follow you, Twitter, Facebook, anything else you're on, and maybe anything you have coming up, a kind of competitions or magazine covers or anything coming up that people can watch for you.
Okay. Well, you can follow me on Twitter, which is Candy Bren, or Facebook, Candy Bren. I also have Instagram, which is QTCandyXO. I have a website coming. It's candybren.com. It's not up yet, but it will be. And I'm a VPX Redline spokesmodel. So I'm actually in their 2013-2014 calendar. I am Miss January. We just actually launched our calendar. We had a fashion show and everything. So if you want, you can go buy that online. And if you ever see me, I'll sign it for you. So.
Yeah. Candy's coming to us from Fort Lauderdale. So she's in a warm part of the country. It rarely ever gets cold there. So she's got always great weather to go running on the beach and doing outdoors things. And Candy, I always ask all my guests one last question before we wrap up. And I'm not going to let you say the iPhone because you already used that up. But what's the one piece of modern technology that you can't live without?
Oh, I can't say my iPhone?
You already use that.
Okay, well, then I guess I'll say my food scale, because I use that all the time.
Is it one of those fancy ones with the digital readout and it's real sensitive and everything?
I actually have one that's like not fancy and it's really annoying to use. And then I do have the more fancier digital, all that other stuff one that I use mostly. But yeah, I have two.
You got to have a backup in case something goes wrong.
Exactly.
When you're eating healthy, you got to have that.
You never know.
You never know. You got to be prepared. Candy, it was great having you on.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming on, and it was a lot of good information. And we'll have you on sometime, maybe in 2013. We'll see how you're doing and see what you have coming up. And maybe some modeling agent will see this and get you out of the law firm and into modeling full-time or fitness competitions full-time, because you don't need to be sitting at a desk. And they know how to, you gave the contact information. They know how to get a hold of you. Candy, appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a great evening.
I'm sure our male viewership will be at an all-time high tonight. You've been a good sport, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Candy. Hold on for 1 second while I wrap up. And just want to let all the listeners know that Netcast Studio has many other shows which may be of interest to you. Though they won't have Candy on like we did, so you caught her. There she is, the red line. She's getting it in there at the last minute. Head over to netcaststudio.com. Check out all the content available. We'll have this show up for re-airing probably tomorrow. You'll want to watch it over and over again. Mm-hmm. And a mention of Radio CSS, our sister network, radiocss.com. You've been listening and watching to Candy on the Tech of Sports podcast on Netcast Studio Production.